Welcome back to Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. On Mondays, even a holiday, we hear from our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. She's seen the Baltimore premiere of Lisa D'Amour's Obie Award-winning comedy, Detroit, at the Fells Point Corner Theater in Baltimore. The play follows two couples dealing with suburban life and economic anxiety.
Lisa D'Amour calls her 2010 play, Detroit. But she herself has acknowledged that the play is set, quote, in a suburb of what could be any middle American city. That is, any middle American city beset with severe financial woes, unemployment, abandoned housing, and increasingly desperate members of what was once middle America's middle class. That's the backdrop for this Pulitzer Prize finalist, a play that's been staged from Chicago to New York to London. Now, Fells Point Corner Theater has produced the play's well-acted, well-directed Baltimore premiere. The action focuses on two couples. Ben is a recently laid-off banker, and his wife Mary is a paralegal. Their new next-door neighbors are Kenny, who works in a warehouse, and Sharon, who works at a call center. When the play begins, Ben and Mary have invited these new neighbors over for a cookout, a gesture of such warmth it moves Sharon to tears.
This is awesome. It is so awesome. I mean, who invites their neighbors over for dinner anymore? We've lived in a bunch of neighborhoods now. Apartments, houses, condos, and never, never did our neighbors give us the time of day. Neighbors. I mean, why is that word in the dictionary still? It's archaic.
With her midriff bare and dressed in short shorts and boots, Rachel Roth plays Sharon as a motor mouth. Her words are as effusive as her clothing is skimpy. Roth delivers these words with a slight southern twang and the raw immediacy of a young woman who lives entirely in the moment. Under the direction of Michael Byrne-Zemerl, Roth's performance is a standout in a lineup of carefully observed performances. We learn in the opening scene that Sharon and Kenny are fresh out of rehab. And as Kenny, David Shoemaker speaks with the slow drawl of someone who hasn't yet gotten the pharmaceuticals out of his system. The couple claims to have met in rehab, but that's the first of several things about Kenny and Sharon that don't quite ring true.
They have lived here 5 weeks, and there is no furniture in there, nothing except the coffee table and this one armchair with the stuffing hanging out of it. It looks like a dog ate it. And the tiny TV sitting on a cardboard box.
Well, you said they had no furniture.
Even in the bedroom.
You went in the bedroom?
I mean, there is not even a bed. There is this mattress-looking thing. I don't know, Ben. It just makes me feel weird. I mean, who are we talking to?
Beth Weber plays Mary as, initially, the most reasonable of the foursome. But as her suspicions build, she becomes more and more hysterical, at times to excess, even in this context. In comparison, Gregory Jericho, as her husband Ben, comes across detached, a milquetoast. The two couples, one seemingly conventional and the other way out on the edge, wouldn't appear to have much in common. But a strange symbiotic friendship develops between them, a friendship that accelerates as their circumstances deteriorate. Much of Lisa D'Amour's career has been in experimental theater, but Detroit also owes a debt to such established playwrights as Harold Pinter and Edward Albee. Structurally, however, Detroit relies a little too heavily on monologues, and the sudden appearance of a new character in the final scene is more expository than organic. The shifting line between dreams and reality is a recurring theme in Detroit. But at Fells Point Corner Theater, the suburban houses where the play takes place are impressively solid structures, designed and built by Bush Greenbeck on a revolving set. Fells Point Corner Theater is housed in a former fire station, and it's calling its new season Fire in the House. That phrase has added meaning in Detroit, a play that sheds heat and light on the fears underlying the safety and security of suburban life.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Detroit runs until October 4th at the Fells Point Corner Theater on South Ann Street in Baltimore. I'm Sheila Cast.
Yeah, I just close my eyes this way.